All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You had a doubleheader on Monday night. I don't like these. There's going to be another one next week when the Lions play on Monday
night. You don't like two games on Monday night? Because one of them ended up being a gigantic turd because Buffalo just took Jacksonville to the woodshed,
47,
which was
to
fun
10.
For about the first half hour. And then you get a chance to change the channel, and you're looking at it going, okay, well, Cincinnati and Washington, I don't really know that that's going to be a great game, but it ended up being a great game. You got two options.
It worked out, but in principle, I don't like it because Monday night to me is a stage.
You're a man of principle now.
Yes, of course I am, John.
Okay.
Monday night's a stage. It's the one game at the end of the week. You get the entire world watching your game. And now we've cut it to where you got two games. You're flipping back and forth with the remote. If you're going
from a player's, I appreciate you looking at it from a player's perspective.
Well, and
that everybody is watching. Oh, my game! But as a fan, I mean, Thursday night football has been terrible matchups. Wouldn't you love to be able to have another option?
I'm thinking about it from not the player standpoint as much as you want to flatter yourself. It's the fan perspective.
You brought that up.
The fan. When the Lions play on Monday night, I don't want some other game on some other network at the same time. This is our Monday night game. And if I'm a fan of Cincinnati or Washington, or I guess if I'm Jacksonville, switch to something else, I can't watch this any longer. But Buffalo,
exactly.
I want my game to have its place on Monday night football. And if you're going to do two games, why not the 7 and the 10 like they used to start the season? To where one wraps up and the other one starts. You put a West Coast game at 10 o'clock. I don't like cannibalizing Monday night football as a practice. It was
like
fine
options.
Last night.
I like options.
Okay.
If you're going to force me to play at night, I like options. Or if you're going to force me to watch at night that late, I want options. I want to watch a good game.
And it was a good thing they had two last night because you're right. One was a blowout. And
you're welcome.
And in Jacksonville, they have some questions.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, let's just go back to, and Stoney and I had this conversation, not this training camp, but last training camp. There was an article written comparing Jacksonville with Detroit and the trajectory, and they said, who would you rather be at this time? And the start of that conversation, really the everything about that conversation, was what are you building your organization around? Mm-hmm. And it was, would you rather have Trevor Lawrence for the long haul or Jared Goff? Well, as we can all find out right now, it's Jared Goff, even though we'll talk about the turnovers.
That's fine.
But it hasn't been Trevor Lawrence.
No.
And then it was all about, well, the draft picks. And thank you, Jacksonville, formally, for not taking Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, we should do a formal thank you for Jacksonville. Because that will go down as one of the all-time Detroit draft thank yous. Thank you, Jacksonville.
Yes.
Thank you for passing on Aiden Hutchinson. We didn't want him because he was a local guy, although doesn't hurt. Detroit wanted him because he was the best football player in that draft.
Yes.
And it's proven out that he was the best football player in that draft.
Yeah. And all the fans at that time that were saying, oh, well, you're only looking at him because he's a Michigan guy, or he grew up in Plymouth, and, you know, you only want him, but you went to Divine Child. Like, okay, you are welcome to be an Aiden Hutchinson fan at this point.
A fun note on that. Who was Aiden Hutchinson's head coach in college?
Jim Harbaugh.
Who was the Jaguars GM?
Trent Baalke.
Trent Baalke, yes.
Trent Baalke hates Jim Harbaugh that much, he passed on Aiden Hutchinson, one of his players.
I appreciate the connecting of the dots.
This is interesting. Did Harbaugh say something to Belky to get him to pivot to Walker?
No, because Jim would have wanted his guy to go number one overall, right?
Well, yeah, but Jim could have been.
Jim has grudges.
We all have grudges. Yeah.
He hates Trent Belky.
Yeah, and okay. Trent Belky. Trust me, the feeling is mutual. Did he actually go to Trent Belky and call him up and say, "Hey, let's put our differences aside. This is the greatest player that you're ever going to see." Did he pump up and say, "I fully support Aiden Hutchinson," which the reverse psychology to Trent Belky means, I'm never going to take him.
Exactly. I don't buy the conspiracy. What I do
it's fun.
Remember quickly about that situation, they moved to Walker in the last few days of that draft. It was speculated that Hutch was going most of the time. And then something changed. And it's like Jacksonville got too caught up in the combine crap with Walker. I mean, it's really puzzling why they did what they did.
Well, if you remember that draft, it was about two pass rushers that Lions fans were debating between, and neither of them were Trayvon Walker.
No,
it was Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau. Did you like the bend of Kayvon Thibodeau? Right, he looked smooth coming off the edge, or did you prefer the more rugged Aiden, high motor guy? Both of them were super productive in college, and it was a style preference. And Aiden fit Campbell clearly. Brad Holmes loved him. They got to pick between the two of them because Jacksonville didn't even take either of them because they went all upside. Walker's a good player. Aiden's a guy who's going to be an all-pro, a flirt with Defensive Player of the Year award for years to come. So, yes, formally, thank you, Jacksonville. Yeah. I don't know if we've done this. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, it's to think that we have the current leader in sacks, a guy that has been a part of changing the culture. And even if Trayvon Walker physically was performing like Aiden Hutchinson, I don't think there was anything in his, and this isn't a slight on him. Not everybody is built or wired to be a leader of a team. And Aiden Hutchinson is. Trayvon Walker just doesn't, it doesn't seem to be. Now, I've never been in a locker room with him. I don't know. But it doesn't seem that he is the leader in the locker room, or that this a franchise would really like to have, like an Aiden Hutchinson. So I will second that and say thank you, Jacksonville.
Who are some other ones? We can just kind of collect some ticket texts here early in the show. Yeah. And
who would you like to thank for allowing the Detroit Lions to take? And I'll just, before we go to break,
yeah,
let's go back in the time machine. Green Bay, thank you for taking Tony Mandrich.
Barry Sanders, 1989.
Barry Sanders. There's a number of teams that would like to say thank you to Green Bay.
I have a couple between 89 and today, and I'm sure some of them will be texted in, so I won't steal any thunder, but it's a good... Let's go from 89 to today. Some Detroit draft thank yous. Thank you, Raiders, for drafting Jamarcus Russell, one pick ahead of Calvin Johnson. How about this one, John?
Amazing.
Thank you, San Diego Padres, who in 2004 drafted shortstop Matt Bush, one pick ahead of this Justin Verlander fella.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Padres.
Thank you. We don't frequently dig that deep into Major League Baseball drafts.
Started thinking of all of our teams.
Yeah.
And I went back and I said, well, Verlander wasn't number one. He was number two. Yeah. Who the hell went in front of him?
Well, I dug a little bit deeper into some teams that I would like to thank. And to help me this morning, I've got some audio. And I'd like to thank 16 teams in one draft, all taken before a guy that helped change the Detroit Lions' future, reshape the culture, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Thank you to 16 teams that took wide receivers ahead of him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Okay.
What's Des Fitzpatrick up to these days?
Yeah, there were some good receivers on there, though.
Oh, Anthony Eagle
in the third round.
Anthony Schwartz.
I mean, Chase is still great, although they didn't have a chance to take him. They did want to trade up for him. Remember that? That would have changed that whole draft. Well, if that report was true.
I'm more than happy with Penei Sewell. So.
Oh, yeah. I am too, and that's the thank you from me. Thank you, Miami Dolphins, and even Atlanta Falcons in that draft for taking Pitts and Waddle. Penei Sewell's the better player.
Yep.
Penei Sewell's the Hall of Famer of the group.
You got Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, all taken before Penei Sewell. And I would argue that Penei Sewell has had a bigger impact and will continue to have a bigger impact because we talk about Aiden Hutchinson and his character. I was watching last night and they're doing a special on Ja'Marr Chase. And they ask him, would you like to retire a Cincinnati Bengal? And he you know, kind of hemmed and hawed, and we'd be like, yeah, I guess I'd be okay with it.
Well, maybe they should pay him like the Lions paid Sewell.
I agree. So, yeah, it goes hand in hand.
Yep.
But you have a guy in Penei Sewell that doesn't go to the media. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't go to the media. None of these guys have been, you know, malcontents.
Correct.
What have we heard from Micah Parsons? Now, Micah Parsons is a great player. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there is certainly in Dallas some, you know, dissent amongst the ranks in the locker room. Ja'Marr Chase, same thing. T. Higgins, same locker room, same thing.
Ticket Texter says, thank you to the Dallas Mavericks. Two thank yous for the Dallas Mavericks. They went all the way back to the early 80s. Mark Aguirre in front of this Isaiah Thomas guy. Thank you. Seattle, thank you for taking Devin Witherspoon. Now we get to watch Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, and others. And thank you to the Islanders for taking Pat LaFontaine over Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
Some Detroit draft thank yous. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.